Chapter 80. Zenora.
Tamil, come quick!
Zenora was seated next to a rope-spun bed in the back room of their small cabin, just east of the town of Sirel, watching ever so patiently over their fallen warrior. The young man's eyes were just starting to open. He'd been in a semi-unconscious state of delirium for nearly 3 days. She had continued to use small applications of her magic to heal the worst of it. The rest would be up to him. She'd never worked on someone so close to death before, and it had left her drained. She made a point not to tell Tamil how close to death she had come herself in order to bring the young man back. Her husband hobbled through the doorway of the bedroom and stopped short of her chair when his eyes locked with those of their guest.
"Well, son, you gave us quite the start. Didn't think you was gonna make it."
He took a couple more steps into the room.
"It's been 3 days since your fever broke."
They both waited and watched as the young man struggled to push himself into a sitting position and glance around the room. He looked down at his state of undress, with a patchwork quilt covering his lower half. His chest was completely wrapped in a white binding. When his voice wouldn't come, he pointed to his mouth. Zenora leaned forward and grabbed a small cup from the bedstand.
"Here."
She held the tin mug to his lips. He tried gulping it down.
"Slowly," she gently scolded. "You don't want to drink it too fast. There you go."
He finished off what was in the glass and fell back against the propped feather pillows.
"Thank you," he said.
His bright gray eyes scanned the room, from the cracked window on the left of his bed to the small dresser in the corner and the simple wooden chair Zenora presently occupied.
"Where am I?" "You are safe, young man."
She wiped his moist forehead with her cloth. Tamil stood in back of her chair and laid a hand on her shoulder.
"I'm Tamil, and this beautiful young thing is my wife, Zenora."
Zenora playfully slapped at his hand.
"Oh, go on with you."
She couldn't help but blush at her husband's comment before settling her focus back on their guest.
"By the lack of color in your eyes, I take it you're Upakan. What's your name, young sir?"
There was a long, uncomfortable silence, and a look of panic crossed the young man's face.
I don't know."
Tamil leaned forward and whispered in her ear,
"We need to talk."
Zenora knew what was coming. She nodded and stood.
"We'll be right outside the door if you need anything, dear."
She followed her husband out of the bedroom and shut the door behind them so their visitor wouldn't overhear their argument.
"What did you do, Zenora?"
"What do you mean, what did I do? I saved his life is what I did."
"You saved his life?"
He pointed back toward the shut door.
"He's completely wonked. He doesn't even know who he is."
"I can't say as I'm all that surprised."
"And why's that?"
"No one steps that far into the afterlife and comes back unscathed. He's lucky to be alive at all. It could have been much worse. By the time we found him, he'd practically lost every drop of blood he owned, not to mention the damage to his spine from the arrows sticking out of it. It's a wonder he can even move. He's one of the strongest men I've ever seen, and I don't just mean the size of his arms."
Tamil waved his finger at her.
"What have I told you about using your magic like that? You could have very well killed yourself. And then where would I be? Alone, that's where I'd be."
Her husband was working himself into a tizzy. She knew how much he hated it when she pushed herself to the limits, but she just couldn't let the man die.
There was something about him that had compelled her to save his life. I've never seen anyone come so close to death and live to tell about it, she said, in as calm a voice as she could muster under her husband's stern glower. Someone up there is obviously not through with him yet. I would venture to guess that that young man in there has an interesting destiny. She smiled at her husband and laid her hand on his arm. I only hope we're around long enough to see it.
Not likely. Not with the way you keep flinging out magic.
Tamil sighed, and the tension in his shoulders eased slightly.
Will his memory return?
To be honest, I don't know. They both looked at the closed door.
After what we saw on that ridge, Tamil said, that might be a good thing.